I welcome you to today's episode of Restored Life Podcast with Stanley. Here we'll learn how to grow our knowledge of God's Word and to rest in His goodness. On this platform, we'll share how you can act on the Word of God, walk in your inheritance, and enjoy all God has made available to you in Christ Jesus. On today's episode, I'll be speaking on the part 3 of God's help for broken people. And I'll read from the same passage, Genesis 21:14-18. So Abraham rose early in the morning, took bread and a bottle of water, and gave them to Hagar, putting them on her shoulders, and he sent her and the youth away. And she wandered and lost her way in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water in the bottle was all gone, Hagar caused the youth to lie down under one of the shrubs. Then she went and sat down opposite him a good way off, about a bow shot. For she said, "Let me not see the death of the lad." And as she sat down opposite him, he lifted up his voice and wept, and she raised her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the youth. And the angel of God called out to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, "What troubles you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the youth where he is. Arise, raise up the youth and support him with your hand, for I intend to make him a great nation." You recall the story of how Abraham sent off Ishmael and Hagar into the wilderness at some point in their lives. And we pointed out a couple of lessons. I've spoken about 4 lessons, from this passage. The first being that you should raise your children to have a relationship with God. For when it matters most, it may be their cry that will save the day. And the second is that, in our lives, when we're going through challenging moments, we forget what God promised us that He would do. And we're encouraging us to remember all God has promised, because what He said to do, He will do. And we also mentioned that no matter how bad the situation may be right now, that God is willing to turn things around if only you will take your issues to Him in faith. And we mentioned the last time on this episode that no matter what your situation might be right now, God is counting on you to raise up that child emotionally, raise him up spiritually and educationally, because God intends to make him into a great nation, and He's counting on you for mentorship and for guidance of your children. Today, the 5th point to note is that in verse 17b, the Bible says, "And the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, 'What troubles you, Hagar?'" This was Hagar's second encounter with the angel of God. And there was something new and different with this encounter. This time her eyes were opened to a treasure she did not know existed close by her. Each encounter with God is unique. Each time you appear before God, a supernatural encounter is about to happen. You can trigger it like Hagar and Ishmael did, or you can trivialize it and go without a life-changing experience. Many believers today wrongly assume that they have seen it all. They have read the whole Bible many times over. They seem to know what buttons to press to get God to act. But do not be deceived, friend. There is more with God. Over-familiarity will cut the flow of the supernatural. Be open to yet another encounter and never trivialize any opportunity to appear before God in private or in fellowship with others. Expect something more. The Bible says in Psalm 84:7, "They go from strength to strength, every one of them that appeared before God in Zion." At the minimum, every time you appear before God, strength is released. With God, there is always more. Your attitude towards fellowship with God or fellowship with other believers can determine if you would get anything out of such meetings. So please do not close the door to the supernatural in your life. The 6th point is in verse 19. The Bible says, "Then God opened her eyes and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave it to the boy to drink." Agreed, physical blindness is debilitating. But there is something worse than physical blindness, and that is having eyes and not seeing. That's spiritual blindness. Unlike natural blindness, which is obvious to all, the spiritually blind are often deceived to think that they see. If God opens your eyes to provisions and unexplored opportunities around you now, you will be amazed at how much you're missing out on. Hence, Apostle Paul's prayer for the Ephesians. In Ephesians 1:18, he said, "And I ask that your minds may be open to see His light, so that you will know what is the hope to which He has called you, how rich are the wonderful blessings He promises His people." Paul knew how wonderful it would be if God showed these Jewish and Gentile converts in Ephesus the glorious provision already made available for them. Same goes with you today. If you will visualize God's dream for you, you would not want to miss your realization. If you could see your inheritance, you would certainly not want to lose it. If you could realize the power available to you, you would not need to fail for the rest of your life. Would to God that none of His people ever would trade spiritual insight for anything. You need more than physical eyes to see what grace has made available to you in Christ Jesus. You need eyes that see the unseen. The Bible says to walk by faith and not by sight. Real faith is not limited to physical sight. Much of life is unseen than what is seen. Else you could be standing on a gold mine without knowing it. Someone may have met a future spouse, a business or ministry, or ministry ally without recognizing it. When you seek God, He will often respond by opening your eyes to His promises in the scripture, or He will give you a vision to pursue. And as you respond to the vision, your life takes a new turn for good. And for those who already have the benefit of spiritual insight, your continued walk with God gives you access to hidden treasures. It is written, no eyes has seen, no ear has heard, no heart has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it to us by the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2, 9-10. The natural man is in darkness regarding spiritual things. And when the Holy Spirit comes bearing His influence on the soul of a man, it has the same effect as light has upon the natural eyes of a man. The Holy Spirit's influence causes man to perceive things in the Spirit. So that's why everyone who has the Spirit of God in him is able to access deep secrets as and when needed. I pray for you today. In the moment of need, may your eyes be open to see a well of water of provision. And much more, I pray for you that you will not lack spiritual sight in Jesus' name. Amen. The seventh point. The Bible says in verse 17, and the angel of the Lord called out to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, fear not, for God has heard the voice of the youth where he is. Friends, recall where Hagar dropped her dehydrated teenager. Under one of the shrubs. That was vulnerability at its height. Yet from that awkward and vulnerable position, the Lord heard his cry. You know, for you, life may have pushed you many years behind. Life, you know, may have you in obscurity or placed you in a vulnerable position. Yet in that position where you are right now, where no one else could see, where no one else could hear or understand, God is with you and He understands what's going on. Our culture takes advantage of people's vulnerability. As a result, many people are not authentic for fear of being exploited. But God loves it when you are authentic with Him. God loves you the way you are. He loves you being authentic. Today's emphasis for many is more about where they worship or which prayer mountain they go to. But Hagar's wilderness experience and encounter teaches us that where you worship is not as important as how you worship. Sometimes the ceremony and the order of service takes the shine off our worship and puts it on the activities. Jesus demystified the act of worship in his discussion with the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4, 1-26. Whilst the woman was concerned about the physical location of worship, Jesus taught that God is not restricted to seeing, hearing, or being in a single location like man. The Spirit of God and His Word are one. God's Word is the language of His Spirit. Therefore, authentic worship is not about law or location-centered. Worship that counts is word-based worship. So regardless Ishmael's vulnerability or the location at that point in time, God would hear him because he had a relationship with Abraham, who was a friend of God. And the secret of God was with Abraham. And God said, shall I hide what I want to do from Abraham? In the same way, under the new covenant, all God's promises are wrapped up in His Word, and they are accessible only to those who receive the Word of God by faith. Access to God is based essentially on our relationship with the Word, which is Jesus. When you hear some people pray today, you will think that a lot depends on how loud you shout or how long you pray. You know, whilst occasion may require that you shout or that you pray for long, our faith must not be anchored on those things. Rather, our faith must be anchored on the finished work of Christ, which qualifies us for everything that God has. Agreed. In these days of counterfeits, it matters to mind where you worship. However, Jesus teaches that how you worship God is more important than where you worship. So let's play down on mere ceremonies of worship and sophisticated religious mantras and get real with God. Being vulnerable with God deepens your relationship with Him, you know. God knows where you are and He understands your plight. He'll come to you where you are. All you need to do is to respond in love. I pray for you today that whatever you're going through, whatever you've gone through, that God will come through for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. If you've been blessed by today's podcast, I'll encourage you to please share with others who would also be encouraged as you've been encouraged. And until I reach you on this platform next time, God bless you real good. Amen.